Time for 10 minutes of commercial-free current events. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News. Our first story today centers on a landslide in Washington state. The governor has declared a state of emergency and hopes for finding survivors are fading. This happened on Saturday night, affecting two rural communities north of Seattle. It covered a square mile and killed at least 14 people. Officials say more than 170 others are still unaccounted for, though that doesn't necessarily mean they're all victims. At least 50 homes and buildings were damaged or destroyed. How does this happen?
What happens when you get more rain than you should right around these mountain ranges? It becomes very, very heavy, and the soil begins to soak, and gravity just pulls it down. And when you get those very steep slopes, too steep to support it, the slope falls, and that's where you get your mudslide, and that's exactly what has happened.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has gotten a lot of attention over the years for her efforts to fight childhood obesity in America. She promotes another cause involving young people. She wants them to study abroad. Right now, she's in China, where she discussed exchange programs yesterday with Chinese and international students. But she recently sat down with CNN iReport to answer some viewers' questions about studying abroad.
Hi, I'm First Lady Michelle Obama, and I'm here to answer your iReport questions.
Hi, Mrs. Obama. My name is Willie James. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I studied abroad in Kyoto, Japan for 1 year back in 2008 to 2009. My question to you is, what advice would you give to young American students going abroad for the first time?
Number one, be open. Try to enter the experience with no preconceived notions about the country you're going to or the people in that country. You've got to try to shake the fear. You know, you can't approach these opportunities thinking that everything is going to feel good and comfortable and you'll get everything right. You're probably going to make a lot of mistakes, but you know what? That's life. In other parts of the world that you go to, they will appreciate your effort, your energy, as long as you come into the experience respecting the people and the culture that you're coming into.
Hi, Mrs. Obama. My name is April Thompson, and I'm currently in Accra, Ghana. My question for you is, where did you receive your first passport stamp, and how did that experience impact the person that you are today?
Our sophomore class had an opportunity to spend a week for break in France. And initially, I was nervous about taking that week. I didn't want to ask my father to pay for that trip. It felt like an extravagance. And I remember breaking down in tears, feeling guilty about even asking him if I could go. He wanted me to have all the experiences that he didn't have. And he didn't blink an eye in paying for that trip. So I got on a plane with some of my classmates, and we stayed in a youth hostel and spoke a lot of bad French and learned a lot.
You heard the First Lady mention cost there. And while studying abroad can unlock a lot of cultural and educational doors for students, it's usually done at an additional fee, and not everyone can afford it. Student loans might help, but as things stand now, the average debt for college graduates who got student loans is more than $27,000.
Undergraduates, you've got some company. You're not the only one leaving school with a mountain of debt. And in fact, graduate students are taking out even bigger loans, more than $57,000 to be exact. That's the median debt load for a student with a graduate degree, anything from an MBA to a master's, medical, or law degree. And that $57,000 is up from $40,000 in 2004, a 43% increase according to the New America Foundation. There are a few factors at play. Schools have raised prices partly because they're getting less aid from state governments. Some people lost their savings in the recession and have to borrow more these days. Also, many undergraduates are having a hard time finding work, so they're going back to school for a higher degree. That could add to an already existing debt load. But some say it's worth it because in the long run, there's a return on investment in the form of higher earnings, and many students believe grad school will give them a leg up when they start looking for a job. I'm Allison Kosick in New York.